Welcome to the Bell's Books and Blog Podcast, the place where history, mystery, and suspense converge. I'm your host, author Jane M. Bell. In today's episode, we'll look into three of history's most politically gripping power plays and betrayals, where ambition, strategy, and sheer determination shaped, and sometimes shattered, empires, legends, and legacies. First, we're traveling back to ancient Rome to uncover the treacherous feuds that defined its empire. From Julius Caesar's shocking assassination to the bloody paranoia of Nero, we'll discover how these infamous power struggles and betrayals set the stage for Rome's rise and its dark descent. Next, we'll journey to the tragic story of Joan of Arc, the peasant girl turned warrior. We will explore how both France and England exploited her in their fierce rivalry, subjecting her to a trial that was far more about politics than justice. What led to such a devastating end for this courageous young woman? Finally, we will explore the ruthless real-life leaders who inspired Machiavelli's The Prince, figures like Cesare Borgia and the Medici family, who employed cunning and ambition to set the standard for political survival and left a lasting legacy on how power is won and lost. So, come with me as we unravel the bold moves, dark betrayals, and manipulative maneuvers that shaped the pages of political history. Let's get into it. We begin our journey in ancient Rome, where political maneuvering and betrayal were part and parcel of gaining and maintaining power. One of the most infamous events in this context is the assassination of Julius Caesar. Caesar was a brilliant general and reformer whose rise to power alarmed many in the Roman Senate. After his victories in the civil war against Pompey, Caesar declared himself dictator for life, a move that incited fear and resentment among his peers. On the Ides of March in 44 BCE, a group of senators, including his close friend Brutus, conspired and carried out his assassination. They believed it was the only way to save the Republic from a descent into tyranny. However, their plan backfired spectacularly, plunging Rome into chaos and sparking a new civil war. Instead of restoring the Republic, Caesar's death marked the beginning of the end for it, symbolizing the extreme lengths to which Romans would go to protect or seize power. Following these brutal events, Rome was governed by the Second Triumvirate, a political alliance made up of Octavian, later known as Augustus, Mark Antony, and Lepidus. Initially formed to stabilize Rome and avenge Caesar's death, it quickly became a stage for further political feuds and betrayals. Lepidus was the first to be ousted, fading into political obscurity. The real power struggle was between Octavian and Antony, especially after Antony allied himself with Cleopatra of Egypt. Octavian's clever propaganda cast Antony as a traitor, culminating in the Battle of Actium in 31 BCE. Octavian's forces triumphed, leading to the suicides of Antony and Cleopatra, and the rise of Octavian as the first emperor of Rome, effectively ending the Republic and ushering in the Roman Empire. Emperor Tiberius, the successor to Augustus, would bring an era marked by paranoia and betrayal. Tiberius withdrew to the island of Capri, entrusting Rome to his ambitious advisor, Lucius Aelius Sejanus. Sejanus exploited the emperor's absence to expand his power, eliminating rivals until his betrayal was uncovered. In 31 CE, Sejanus was executed, deepening Tiberius's mistrust and resulting in a purging reign of terror. This period highlighted the perils of unchecked power and sowed the seeds for future political intrigues. Then came the reign of Caligula, a ruler whose initial promise dissolved into tyranny and madness. His erratic behavior and cruelty distanced him from the Senate and the Roman elite. Caligula frequently betrayed his supporters, often executing or humiliating those closest to him, which cultivated a climate of fear and resentment. His rule ended brutally in 41 CE, when a conspiracy within his own guard culminated in his assassination. Nero's reign took Rome deeper into the abyss of political paranoia and conspiracy. Initially, Nero enjoyed popularity, but this rapidly deteriorated into a reign characterized by fear and suspicion. He infamously executed his own mother, Agrippina the Younger, along with many senators, friends, and even his wife, Octavia. The Great Fire of Rome in 64 CE intensified his unpopularity, with rumors that Nero had started the blaze himself. Though the true cause remains a mystery, Nero's decision to scapegoat Christians exacerbated public dissent. Eventually, conspirators within the Senate forced Nero to flee, and facing certain execution, he chose to end his own life. His tragic downfall underscored the recurring theme of betrayal in ancient Rome's political sphere. From Julius Caesar's assassination to Nero's self-inflicted demise, ancient Rome's history is riddled with examples of ambition, loyalty, and treachery. These episodes not only illustrate the volatile nature of Roman politics, but also serve as enduring lessons on the perils and prizes of power. Next, let's shift our focus to one of history's most tragic and politically charged trials, that of Joan of Arc. From a peasant girl to a national hero, Joan's story is one of extraordinary faith and tenacity, as well as political exploitation. Joan began her remarkable journey as a simple peasant who claimed to receive divine visions instructing her to support Charles VII and help reclaim his throne. Her belief and determination led her to lead French forces to several critical victories, notably the Siege of Orléans in 1429. This triumph shifted the power dynamics in France, bolstered French morale, and posed a significant threat to England's grip on French territories. Yet, Joan's meteoric rise was met with equally dramatic opposition. In 1430, she was captured by the Burgundians, who were allied with England, and sold to the English. Far from being treated as an ordinary prisoner of war, Joan was subjected to a highly politicized trial designed more to discredit her and Charles VII than to seek justice. The trial was orchestrated by Bishop Pierre Cauchon, an English sympathizer. The charges against Joan were severe: heresy and witchcraft. The English saw an opportunity to undermine Charles VII's legitimacy by condemning the woman who had symbolized his divine right to rule. Joan's attire, often male military clothing, and her divine visions were used against her. Her visions were portrayed not as sacred, but as demonic. This narrative served England's political goals by painting Joan not as a saint, but as a heretic. The trial itself was deeply biased. Joan was denied legal counsel and faced a tribunal packed with pro-English clergy. Bishop Cauchon and his allies manipulated her responses and twisted her words to fit the narrative of heresy they had constructed. It became evident that the trial's outcome was predetermined, aiming to silence Joan and thereby weaken Charles VII's claim. Despite her unwavering faith and defiant responses, Joan was convicted of heresy in May 1431. She was burned at the stake, a grim spectacle intended to serve as a warning to those who might challenge English authority. However, Joan's execution had the opposite effect. It transformed her into a martyr. Far from discrediting her, her death galvanized the French, who continued to rally around her memory. In 1456, just 25 years later, a posthumous retrial declared Joan innocent and invalidated her previous conviction. This not only restored her honor, but also highlighted the politically motivated injustice she had suffered. Joan of Arc's legacy evolved from being a pawn in a ruthless power struggle to becoming a national hero and symbol of resilience. Canonized as a saint by the Catholic Church in 1920, her story remains a powerful testament to the impact of faith and the dangers of political manipulation. Joan's wrongful conviction is a telling reminder of how far-reaching the consequences of political intrigue can be, illustrating both the potential for profound injustice and the enduring power of belief. As we venture into the final part of our episode, let's turn our focus to the real-life figures who inspired Niccolò Machiavelli's renowned political treatise, The Prince. Written in the early 16th century, The Prince is often considered a pragmatic, if not ruthless, guide to political power and survival. But who were these leaders whose lives and strategies provided Machiavelli with such compelling material? Let's explore their histories and the lessons they imparted on the art of ruling with an iron hand. First and foremost among Machiavelli's inspirations is Cesare Borgia. The illegitimate son of Pope Alexander VI, Cesare was known for his ruthless ambition and strategic cunning. He didn't just seek power, he seized it with decisiveness and brutality. Borgia used calculated alliances and brutal executions to expand his control over the Italian territories. One of his most infamous acts was the betrayal and execution of his own mercenaries, a move that, while shocking, underscored Machiavelli's belief that a successful ruler must often make harsh decisions for the greater good of stability and power. While Borgia embodied the ruthless military aspect of Machiavelli's ideal prince, the Medici family illustrated the power of influence, wealth, and diplomacy. The Medici didn't rely on brute force, but on the art of social and political maneuvering. As key figures in Florence, they used their vast financial resources and strategic marriages to secure their dominance. Lorenzo de' Medici, known as Lorenzo the Magnificent, became an unofficial ruler by mastering these subtler means of control. His grandson, Lorenzo di Piero de' Medici, was directly advised by Machiavelli on maintaining power, illustrating the family's direct connection to the principles laid out in The Prince. Another figure of note is John Galeazzo Visconti, the Duke of Milan. His reign was marked by ambition and manipulation, expanding his territory through treaties and betrayal. Visconti's ability to appear strong and invoke fear among his rivals exemplified Machiavelli's assertion that it is safer for a ruler to be feared than loved. However, his downfall also illustrated the dangers of unchecked ambition and failing to balance power with prudence. Beyond Italy, Machiavelli looked to Ferdinand of Aragon, whose unification of Spain and expulsion of the Moors were achieved through a blend of public piety and ruthless tactics. Ferdinand carefully cultivated an image of virtue while strategically consolidating power. This duality, managing public perception while executing shrewd political maneuvers, became a core tenet in Machiavelli's treatise. Francesco Sforza of Milan offered lessons in flexibility and pragmatism. Starting as a mercenary, Sforza shifted loyalties when necessary to ultimately seize control of Milan. Machiavelli admired Sforza's ability to adapt to changing circumstances, using both loyalty and betrayal as tools for maintaining power and stability. The real-world figures who inspired the prince illustrate the complex and often dark strategies behind political power. From ruthless ambition to subtle influence, these leaders navigate a world where survival depends on intellect, decisiveness, and sometimes, moral flexibility. Their actions were not mere theory, but responses to the volatile landscape of Renaissance Italy. These lessons remain relevant even today, reminding us that the dynamics of power and politics, though often harsh, are enduring aspects of human society. Machiavelli's real-world princes provide a sobering glimpse into the lengths to which individuals will go to secure and maintain their rule. Before I start to wrap up this week's episode, let's revisit some timeless whispers that echo the week's political themes we've discussed. The first method for estimating the intelligence of a ruler is to look at the men he has around him, said Niccolò Machiavelli. And from Voltaire, we're reminded that those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. And now it's your turn, my friend. What historical event do you think best illustrates the dangers of political intrigue? Please send your response to news@janembell.com. I'd love to hear from you. Your letters mean the world to me, so please share your thoughts, experiences, and feedback with me. Since the days are getting shorter and the nights are getting colder, I've got scads of reading recommendations for you this week. I wanted to let you know that I've added bonus material to Yesteryear's Ruin. Now it includes a teaser of its sequel, Yesteryear's Echo. Just go to books.janembell.com to download a copy for free. Of course, there is Yesteryear's Echo, a historical psychological thriller that is available now. You can order a copy at books.janembell.com, Amazon, and other major book retailers. And then there is Mystery at Sea Edge, a Monterey adventure under my pen name, J. Margaret Bell. Written for fourth grade level readers and those who are young at heart and love a little mystery and adventure with your history. All my books make great gifts for the upcoming holiday season. For those of you looking for some great reads from my fellow indie authors, there is Uniform Justice by K.J. Sutherland, Lyrics of a Blackbird, a 1920s historical mystery by Persia Walker, Eternal Ashes by Janelle Marie, and finally there is She Danced Anyway by J.J. Ransom. I am also participating in two book promos this month. First, there is Town Square Whispers, an all-genre book fair for small-town mysteries, and then there is Deals on Mysterious Reads. Both these book promotions end November 30th. Links for all these reading resources and more can be found in the show notes. As I bring this captivating episode to a close, it's worthwhile to reflect on the political intrigue and historical lessons we've delved into today. From ancient Rome's treacherous power struggles and Joan of Arc's heartbreaking trial, to the cunning tactics of Machiavelli's princes, history is replete with stories of ambition, betrayal, and the ceaseless quest for power. These stories remain powerful reminders of the complex and often perilous path to leadership and legacy. Also remember, you can now tune in to the Bell's Books and Blog podcast, now available on Amazon Music Audible, Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Deezer, iHeartRadio, JioSaavn, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Spotify, and Spreaker. Thank you for joining me this week and every week as we dive into history's greatest mysteries and bring the past back to the present in new and exciting ways. Until next week, this is author Jane M. Bell, reminding you to keep questioning, keep exploring, keep reading, and of course, keep the past alive.